with chickens, helped with the garden, things of that sort.
Do you think that the kids were better back then because they had more work to do?
Oh, definitely.
That they were more responsible? And
we were happier. When we did have some free time, we enjoyed it. And
you didn't get bored.
No, we didn't. We weren't bored because then we had things we wanted to do. And I think we did more things together as a group in the town. I know at summer nights we would always gather down in the town and we'd play all sorts of games like Run Sheepy Run and Kick the Can and Hide and Go Seek. Even boys and girls in their teens, you know, from the time you were maybe 8 or 10, something like that, up to your teens, we would all get together and have these fun games and things at night. And in the summertime, we'd all go swimming in the river and have a lot of fun that way. I don't think that we were as bored. We did more things that we wanted to do. We made our own entertainment.
Yeah. Probably weren't lazy either.
No, we. I think we were more contented because we didn't have time to get bored and just sit around.
That's one thing my husband and I really think about is we want to find some way to make our kids work.
And
know,
it's hard
so
to
not
do that. Now, my grandchildren now are bored to death because they don't have any chores and things to do. You know, we don't have animals around. And we were happy to do those things if we could. And the whole community. See, I grew up in a small community, and the people in the community were more like family than they were just neighbors. We knew every new baby, all of us girls would have to go see that new baby just as soon as we could. And weddings and funerals, they were part of the whole town. Of course, you were related to a lot of the people in the town too, you know. It was just like having an enlarged family in a lot of cases. And there was the same bickering that goes on in a family too, you know,
yeah,
with your neighbors.
That's true. What was the population then? And is it about the same now or is it different now?
It's probably about the same, but it's entirely different because the town of Wanship now are all people I don't hardly know. They've all come in, people coming in from other areas, not the people who were born and raised there now. Very, very few of them are there. So there, I don't think you have that same
community.
Mm-hmm.
What approximately do you think the population of Wanship is?
I haven't any idea. Oh, I would think there were probably maybe 30 families by the time I was growing up. Wanship had been larger at one time, and then it got down to just farmers and people around. So.
Why do you think it dropped down like that?
Farms got too small to farm profitably, so the young people had to go away to make their living.
How about, do you know what the population of Colville or Coitsville is?
Colville used to be about 1,000. I don't know now just how far off that is. It comes and goes in population. During the time the oil wells were here, it grew quite rapidly. But now it's going down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And Hoytsville, I think, has about, the Hoytsville's ward's been divided, so it's, I think, growing quite a bit. People are moving in. In the city.
Are most of the people here LDS?
They used to be, but not now. No, not a lot of people are coming in that are